Welcome back to the Empower Hour, everybody.
Oh my goodness, you guys. Wow. Can you guys hear everything? You guys can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. Wow. Okay, so we're at 7:30. Wow, guys, we apologize for that. We had a technical difficulty. We thought we were playing all this time, and then my computer decided that it didn't want to play. So this is all me, and I do 100% apologize to the audience that tuned into the Empower Hour at this time. Normally at this time, what are we doing? Headlines, right?
We're
doing headlines. All right, the first one that I remember, because, you know, things just got a little crazy here. The first one I do remember is the crisis in Haiti with the earthquake and as well as there was a hurricane and after that. My question with that is, how do we get help to Haiti? Actual help, if you guys can talk about it and educate the people who don't know.
Actual help. You know, I'm not sure. I have to do a little more research about who's doing what and when they're doing what. And of course, there's people that I know who like send barrels and will send barrels to places.
Right.
It's just, it's probably best to send actual, things that you need, be it like food and clothes and stuff, because the sending the money is a little, I haven't figured out what the best route is for that one.
I hear you. P, I mean, you're a big member of this community. I'm thinking you should know. Will, you too? Will, we have Will in the house today. Like, let us know.
Sam's
like,
excited to see his favorite band play live.
Sorry, guys. Hey. Ooh, okay. Headlines. Drake. Headline. Okay. So, P, talk about it. Like, let us know, like, so where can we donate and stuff
There's a couple of things we need to address first. Like, it's hard to say where to donate because I've been speaking to a couple of families who are out there, individuals, getting things to them is not necessarily the easiest right now. It's a weird circumstance that's happening, and I don't know how to put this, but it's like our hearts and prayers are going out to them. We need more to be able to connect with more people on the ground, but it's a lot harder now than ever to connect with people on the ground and trustworthy people and stuff like that. So it's like, it's unfortunate. I like a lot of people now are almost like fending for themselves, trying to figure things out. I think the UN is in there, of course, just I don't know what the hell they're doing, but the whole situation is really sad. Like it's I don't even know. Like I can't tell you. Like we've been dealing with individuals, but it's like we haven't connected with like an organization on the ground there to say we're like, you know, we're connected with people and able to help.
Okay.
Will, you have any connections you out there?
I wouldn't say connections to the whole country, obviously, but since the last earthquake back in 2010, actually my family actually we opened up an orphanage in Haiti.
Okay.
Okay.
And I know that's who we're helping. Like, if we're able to help everybody, I right now I don't know. But right now, like I mean, we're still we have the orphanage over there. We just actually have now they're self sufficient on solar power and everything.
Good.
And to see the work, it's very simple. You go to our website, which is pleasehelpme.ca.
Pleasehelpme.ca.
That's what we've been helping. Obviously, we can't save everybody, so that's what we've been. We've been focusing on with that organization. It's actually based here. It's based here in Montreal, and we're sending like barrels, all bunch of things. But right now, even sending goods, is it really going to reach the right place?
That's it.
People just going to stock it and then try to sell it and hustle it and whatnot. So I don't want to bash anybody, but like I said, that's what we've been working on.
Yeah, and you see, that's usually the tricky part. There's a weird thing.
That's weird. Yeah, something's happening.
Yeah,
we're having such a technical day on the Empower Hour this morning. It's great.
It's okay. Ancestors are present, and so it will be all right. Everything for a reason. You know what I mean? That's how we get down. But you just hit it. Will, like, at least having a base or a point of contact, people that you could connect with out there is key.
Yeah.
Right now, because that's the thing. We just don't know who's getting what and what's going to happen, and we don't want to create a situation where people are getting things and selling it.
Exactly. So that's the hard part about it. And sometimes you would think, oh my God, okay, let's deal with Red Cross.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, so someone was saying right now in my actual WhatsApp, do not deal with Red Cross.
No.
Big capital letters. It's my sister from another sister, but yeah, she's saying do not deal with Red Cross.
That's what I'm saying. It's very difficult to figure it out now.
It's tough, and
a lot of people do want to help. And you can, like, I know that, so my cousin has property out there. My best friend, her family too, has property out there. And, you know, I know that whatever I do through that channel can work, but to help on a larger scale is much difficult. It's tough. Much
like,
more difficult.
Like even us, like I said, we have farms over there. We have like enough land, like farming chicken, farming goats, and everything. So basically, yeah. Like in that area, but right now, the area that needs it the most is actually the south of Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how do we get it to the south of Haiti? I would not be the right person to ask. I don't even want to entertain that and be like, hey, you know, let's do this or let's do that.
Well, we got to look into that a little further and let things develop and understand.
But you know, it's sad around. Though, because the same way we're like, yo, we have no idea. And even me, who's as connected as I am, like I've been having a hard time. It's almost sad because it's like it just shows the state of the planet right now. Like we're so unstable. Like it's really, and you know, call me a conspiracy theorist all you want, but to me, this is part of the agenda. This is what they want. Like that break where we cannot connect with each other, we can't support each other. There's these big powers that be there in between, kind of blocking like what comes in, what doesn't. Like you know, what comes out, what goes in. Like it's really, I think it's a sad thing, and it's like I find as a people. We're becoming numb to certain things, you know, and I feel like when that starts happening as a people, it's an issue.
All right, we're gonna move on. I'm not gonna do all the headlines because I want Gina to get in her affirmations and goals for the day and have the show run as it's supposed to. So I don't know if you guys heard this one, but there was a Montreal man. He got sentenced yesterday to 18 years for buying an African girl to use her as a sex slave.
18 years?
18 years.
Good. Should have been longer.
Yeah, it definitely should have been longer. And you know what? This story worries me because you do see a lot of people who are non-melanated actually adopting these African children and children from other countries and all that. And it just worries me. It's like...
I didn't even think about that.
Is this their... their agenda? You know what I mean? We're speaking agendas and stuff like that. So it makes me think all the time I see it. I know some people do it for a humanitarian effect and, you know, the goodness of their heart because they've got so much love to give to children. Great. But then after you turn around and you see stories like this and you're like, yo... Yeah. I can't cuss, but you know what I was going to say. Yeah. What the you know what?
But 18 years of what? Is it 18 years at home? Is it 18
years? Like, let me scroll down and I'll actually let you know. 18, yeah, you're 100% right.
Is it 18?
He's actually, because he already served 5 years, but get this joke. Okay. Good question, Will. So he's actually only expected to be released in 13.5 years because he's already served 4.5.
Mm.
Okay.
So what he got is basically 18 years combined with what he's already done.
And he's here in Quebec, you say?
Yes, he's here in Quebec. He traveled to Africa in 2015, where the girl's mother agreed to send her daughter to Canada with him in exchange for money to pay for housing and drinking water. He told the girl he would give her a better life and look after her. Instead, he kept the child as a sex slave for 3 years, where she endured abuse, sometimes at the hands of others, and sometimes after she was forcibly intoxicated. His name is, I'm going to get you guys know, Sylvain Villemaire. Yeah, he is in Montreal. He's 60 years old. He's a former psychoeducator who specialized in helping at-risk youth.
Sylvain Villemaire. Okay, so...
How old was she when he...
8.
She was... Okay.
So yeah. for our CKUT listeners who are on the inside, look out for this guy. Send him our regards.
And the thing is, they said, oh, well, yesterday, you know, I watched news. They're like, oh, yeah, we're afraid he's going to offend again. I don't know. Maybe not let him out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So this thing is just not to let him out.
Yeah, send him a message, you know.
I'm on fire.
Empower hour.
Yo, I'm telling you. Like, I was just like, okay, what's going on here?
Anyways, I just, this is where our, there should be the street, we call it street justice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a weird. Let me just. Yeah, there we go.
Yo, something. Yes, we're having lovely issues today. Just one more thing before the affirmations. I'm gonna join two into one. So basically, as of September 1st, vaccine passports are here, and healthcare workers unions are raising concern about it being mandatory. Tell me, P, don't rant for long. What do you feel, Gina? What do you
feel before he rants?
Yeah,
I'm like, not for long, please.
We'll see if this actually comes into play because what I have heard is the opposition getting signatures, petitions, because they felt it's not that they disagree with it per se. They just feel like the way it went about it, the fact that it wasn't a discussion before being in place,
right?
Because they're also saying, why are we doing this before we even have an issue? Like,
right.
If we're putting this in place, if we were finding ourselves in an issue and we're seeing that, like, we'd understand a little more. Mm-hmm. But they felt that this was done a little too quickly, a little too quietly, and without discussion. So that's being the opposition is trying to counter that, and so they've entered into conversations for that. And just like they wanted to do take backsies with the curfews and stuff, mm-hmm. and people started protesting, they were protesting last week.
I saw that, mm-hmm. and they said a couple hundred people, but you definitely know it wasn't a couple
oh
hundred
my
people.
God.
There were so many people.
There was a lot
there.
Of people. And you, like I keep telling people, the government, we don't work for the government. The government worked for us. So
talk
when they
it.
Start protesting, that's when they're going to go. I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm partially hoping, crossing fingers, that they'll be like, okay, oopsie daisies, let's just talk about this a little more. We're going to push down, push out the date.
Going to say oopsie daisies.
And we're going to, spoke to the experts and XYZ. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we hear that in the next days or weeks, but we'll see.
All right. P? Quickly, PG's got to get it to
All right, all I'm going to say, there's a couple of little things I'm going to say. One, the passport thing is completely illegal. Like, it can't pass. Like, really, what we're suffering from right now is intimidation. We're being bullied, we're being intimidated, and we don't like it. We don't like the way it feels. Like, we're getting anxiety from it, all kind of different things.
Right.
So, but there, it's a bully tactic. Now, are they gonna retract and pull it back? I'm not sure. You know, because I find it's like they're on agenda. They have an agenda. They're rolling forward. Like, I don't think they care what the people say. Because
I don't think so.
To be honest, guys, do you remember when they just started this whole lockdown thing? Do you guys remember seeing the military trucks showing up? There's trucks that showed up in Montreal. They were coming on trains. I don't know if you guys seen them. There's trucks showing up on trains. They were ready. They
really?
were prepared for us to revolt. That's mm-hmm. why they brought those here. But then they realized that, oh, okay, no one's doing anything. So they brought them back. So, right, like, it's really, they're kind of gauging how we're responding, right? But now we're at a stage where there's so much of a divide between the people is that the system, quote unquote, doesn't even have to intervene because the people are destroying themselves. Like, we're fighting each other. Like, mm-hmm. and that's what they want because it keeps us in chaos. It keeps us, like, just distracted.
But some of the protesters, the protesters are...
They're going to make us fight each other rather than having to implement any action themselves.
Exactly.
They're going to make us fight each other and turn us into two different classes of people.
Right.
Yeah. And have us out there actually... doing it to ourselves rather than them even having to get us to do it.
That's it.
Right.
That's it, guys.
This is stuff that they talked about in those books. Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of Hitler's regime.
Yep.
If you go now and you look at the Pont Champlain Bridge, the train that they're bringing in there, if you mm-hmm. see how they're building the structure, I'm like, this ain't for no train, y'all. Mm-hmm. We need to understand what this is. These are checkpoints.
Mm. Trust me.
And... right now, if you see what we're looking at, go and watch The Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I need you to watch that because I want you to understand what the time is that we're living in right now. And the people have become so complacent that right now we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because we don't even fight back. We're just like, okay, whatever they say.
Yeah.
Yep.
Our children are at stake right now and no one is even fighting. No one has looked up from their book.
Mm.
So we really need to pay attention to what's going on right now.
Ooh.
We are literally sitting ducks.
Yeah.
And if we don't start making moves, we're in trouble.
I've been given the example of the frogs in boiling water. Like, you shit's hot right now. And it's like, no one's really acknowledging it. You know what I mean? And it's like, now is the time. You know, now is the time for it. And but I have to say, I said at the beginning of the show, and I'll say it again, I'm actually excited in these times. Like, it's because spiritually, I know that we came for this. Like, everybody who's on the planet now, and our babies who are born into this right now. Because remember, like, we choose to come here. We're not taught this, but we... choose to come into life. Like, it's not, we're not just born like, oh my God, who brought me here?
Believe that.
You know what I mean?
Believe
we
that.
Choose to come in. So the fact that we chose to come in during these times, guys, those who are here, be excited. Like, especially those who are aware of what's happening.
And
those
active.
Who are that's very active. You're here for a reason. You're not just here by fluke. You didn't just show up. You
right.
came intentionally for these times. So I'm super excited.
I agree.
And
yep.
there's a mass exit too, because mm-hmm. they're just like, oh, my time's done.
You're
not here for it.
That's it. That's like, there's some who are not here for it, and there's some who signed signed up for it, you know? And they're like, yo, the ones who are transcending quick and easy, they're like, yo, yeah, yeah, my time's done. I'm going to come back with my new body. Don't worry about it. I'll be right back. You know what I mean? But I'm telling you guys, but that's why we have to be very mindful of what we're injecting, what we're taking in, because they're trying to prevent the reincarnation. They're trying to prevent us coming back because they understand what's happening. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, like I said, be prepared. Don't be naive. And like I said, I'll say it again. Bill Gates owns 70% of the farmland in the United States, which means he's going to create a famine. It's like, guys, absolutely, he's going to do it.
But he'll create a famine within the U.S. Because, I mean, granted,
the U.S. has so much influence.
They may have influence, absolutely, but they're not the ones feeding the world.
No, but they're feeding their people. And when their people start going hungry, they're going to start they're gonna start leaving the United States and fleeing everywhere.
This is a little touchy though, because we know that Americans are feeding Americans, but China is feeding America.
100%.
So we gotta traps back a little bit. True. And I don't know if we've talked about this, but it's something that I think that needs to go along with this conversation. But the fact that Alberta went to court.
Yeah.
They did and took the government to court and caught them.
Yeah,
they no longer have to take any vaccines because they could prove that during this time that the government could not produce sufficient evidence to say that they isolating the virus to see if they could find significant information about it to say why they have to do these things.
This pandemic,
and they could not prove it. And so Alberta no longer has to wear masks. There's no social distancing.
That's right, my
and
brother
no
lives down there.
Have to take any vaccine.
That's true.
So I don't know if you guys understand this and if there's anybody out here who knows how to make these things work.
I could answer some stuff.
We need some lawmen. We need some people to come and stand beside us, and we need some people who are smart, some people who know something about this virus and what it does and what it doesn't do.
Well,
and we need to take them to court because
you can
separate yourself from all of that. Look at Alberta.
I got news for you, though.
Yeah.
Because, all right, so you know we're part of this group, this non-vaccinated group, right?
Uh-huh.
Within that group, we have people who are pursuing different avenues. Mm-hmm. One of the avenues is fighting this thing legally.
Okay.
So we've been talking to a lawyer. Now, this is where it's kind of messed up here. We had a meeting about this on Tuesday, and Alberta, now these are provincial things that are passing.
Mm-hmm.
Quebec has, while we were sleeping, they passed a non-disclosure law. So that they don't to tell you anything.
Wow.
That's Quebec. Because somebody in Quebec tried. The guy, the lawyer that we're talking to, somebody in his office was hired by somebody in Quebec City that tried to do the exact same thing prior to the guy in Alberta doing it.
That's okay. Now they need to go to Canada.
Because I'm about to say.
You bypass the province and you go straight to the country.
Okay.
Because now we're talking about
your rights and charters.
Provincial, but now we're talking about that's sure. right. And you can't just come and who knew that y'all was dropping this so that we could fight against that law?
These are the laws. No one knows. But once it's passed, I'm telling you. But guys,
anything can be passed and anything can be overturned.
You think so? Like, you guys have no idea. The amount of things that they do, guys, like, I'm telling you. Like, we're playing a game. First of all, we're playing with people who don't play fair. They do things all kind of shady. And it's unfortunate because we're so nice and loving and honest that we're trying to play according to the rules. Guys, they're not playing according to the rules. Like, and you guys think like we could fight it, turn it, guys? Because the provincial laws. There's unplug one of the inputs.
Something's touched. Yeah.
It's not this anymore.
No, it could be the other one. Yeah. Aww. So sorry. So, but because we have these provincial laws in place, there's certain things that Canada can't even impose on the province. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is not going to be one of those situations. I don't want to be doom and gloom, guys, but I'm just saying, like,
I think that after they tell you no, I think you're supposed to go back again, and then I think you're supposed to talk to the man about the man. I think you're supposed to fight fire with fire. And that's what I learned, that's what I learned being incarcerated. Sometimes your pen is stronger than your tongue. And you need to go, and you gotta go above. And sometimes I will say, you gotta fight the police with the police. The police pull me over, I call the cops. I call them and I say, hey, it's two white men that just try to pull me over. I don't know if they police or not, they just pull me over. I'm scared. That's how it's going down.
All
so right. Now they tell the province, no, we need to go directly to the country and we need to start pursuing them on all different avenues. We just need somebody who knows the law that way, because what they're doing is overturnable. And what we're going to do right now, only thing I'm thinking about, I'm like, Now it's time to tap into your spirituality.
For sure.
For real. Yeah. And every day, I envision God's hand coming down and sweeping them over and smashing them and crushing them to the ground. I envision this. I'm like, God, where are you?
Seriously.
Come and stop these people.
Seriously.
Come and stop these people. This Amen. Is serious. Mm-hmm. I envision him just taking his hand and smashing their house. Smashing mm-hmm. the whole house. Bam. Mm-hmm. All them and all their offsprings Hitler style. Straight like that.
Hey!
You and everybody that look like you. Damn. Gotta go. All
right. Mm-hmm. Folks, on that note, sorry. That was a great ending. We gotta go into Gina's affirmations and goals, y'all.
Mm-hmm. One moment, there's two things playing at once. It's definitely a technical day. If you want to make a ginger, give me the cocoa. My body, be all up. Come, make a show you my banana. No, they do not follow.
Make a touch of money. Make a rub, make a love, make a rub, make a touch of money. Make a rubber bunny. Till I go lotion, I'm a rub, I'm a rubber bunny. Like fine wine, say you sweet when you wine that. Me, I know if you leave when you wine that. As long as we go day, I'm on amigo pay. Yeah, we go day nice. If we enter the place, I go day nice. I go fiki, I go rewind. Say na me go be the DJ, I'ma feel nice. Yo. Say my party know they stop to the daylight. Before you long go, they shall you make you think twice. If not smoke, you want smoke, say we day tight. I'm on my love, go, say we live nice. Yeah.
If you want make a ginger, give me the cocoa. My culture, beat your love. Anywhere I go, just come up with my bummer love. So they do like bummer.
If you want make a ginger, give me the cocoa. My body, beat your love. Come make a show you my banana. No, they do like bummer.
Oh, yeah.
I been making money, living reckless. I lay in my Iwani call lo lo ni ama wa if them dry oh if them dry talk then go sun they go down we go day
back to live radio, y'all. So that was Kid featuring Burna Boy, Jinja.
Oof. Right, it just had that vibe.
It did indeed. So this week's quote of the week. I got it from a fortune cookie.
Okay, I like that. Okay, all right.
My mom and I went out to eat last week, or this week actually. Jeez, we're Thursday today, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I know. Yes.
The wise man learns more from the fool than the fool learns from a wise man.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Wise man learns more from. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, because I mean, more times than none, a fool thinks he knows it all. So when mm-hmm. you try to teach him, they ain't really gonna hear
right.
it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so don't be the fool, be the wise man.